Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome the Vice President of the Lexington Institute, Rebecca Grant, to comment on news off of Venezuela, but not what you think, not drug interdiction or the condemnation of Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela, as a drug lord to be contained ASAP. No, this is about oil, light sweet crude, the really good stuff. Oil, threat of war in China, writes the headline at CNN. Why elections in this small South American country are crucial for the U.S. We're talking about Guyana, which at one point was a British colony and more than 100 years ago was given to understand that it controlled certain amount of what you'd have to say unlivable Amazonian jungle along the stretch of Venezuela to the north. It also has offshore island claims and offshore mineral right claims. A discovery within these last years by a major oil company, Exxon, I believe, says that there are billions and billions of barrels of oil off Guyana's coast. Since then, Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela, has made claims that suggest there might be military trouble for Guyana, a small nation without a military that could stand up to Venezuela. And now we turn to why the elections matter. Rebecca, very good evening to you. Guyana is in the argument. There are lots of Guyanese listening to us right now. They have a diaspora living largely in New York, I believe. These are modest people, and they've long been a colony of Britain, and they've long been independent. But now they stand to be well-to-do, all of them, every citizen of Guyana, unless Venezuela moves. What is your measure right now about the risk and this vote coming up? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the elections, as which are still being counted, are critical. And, you know, Guyana is a small nation. We're talking just a little over 750,000 people. And this nation is churning out about 600,000 barrels of oil per day. It's really stunning. They are on the threshold of emerging as a completely different society due to this newfound oil wealth. Sadly, they have a border with Venezuela, long ongoing territorial disputes. And Venezuela has made very, very threatening gestures. And that, I think, is part of the reason that we see a very interesting U.S. military presence at sea offshore in that region right now.
Just clarify, we do not have a winner yet. Is that correct? No indication.
Not as yet. Remember, this is a heavily rainforest terrain. The election's been held, but the counting is going on through later this week.
Gordon, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, as you point out, there's a lot of U.S. Navy right off of Venezuela's coast. We saw the targeting of the drug boat. You suggested that this might have actually been an attempt to divert Maduro away from Guyana. If you could just talk more about that.
Well, hard to say, but we know that Maduro has been a troublemaker in this region. And the question for Guyana itself, and really what this election rides on, is can Guyana remain a democracy and thrive through this incredible rise in oil wealth? You know, for Venezuela, there is the territorial dispute, but I think also Maduro looking to want to squelch this potential democracy as well. And it's a threat that we don't want to see. You know, Maduro has some very bad friends, be that Vladimir Putin of Russia or Xi Jinping of China. And we don't want to see any threat to Guyana or any further toehold by those nations in this hemisphere.
Rebecca, Venezuela, we're told that there's a very sizable flotilla of U.S. Navy personnel and ships off the coast of Venezuela somewhere. I believe, mentioning three Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, each with nearly 100 cruise missiles, and then there's a Marine unit as well, ready to deploy in the event. All of this points to a challenge to Maduro, quite separate from Guyana. Is it significant to you this flotilla is there now, following the condemnation by the State Department that Maduro is not a president, he's a drug lord commanding a foreign terrorist organization? Does that all that add up to trouble?
Oh, I think it all goes together. The Maduro election results have never been fully accepted. There's little doubt that he's a drug lord. And the U.S. Southern Command and the Navy will have planned this exercise very carefully. And what we see there, as you say, is it's the 22nd MEU, the Marine Expeditionary Unit. That's about 4,000 Marines embarked on amphibious ships, along with the destroyers, even a submarine. And of course, this brings aircraft as well. So it's a very strong show of force, a deterrent show to Maduro. I think there's no question some in the U.S. would love to see Maduro out of power. I don't think that's the mission of these forces. They're carrying out exercises. But certainly to deter any further action by Maduro is a key element of the presence that the U.S. Marine Corps and Navy are showing down in that region right now.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rebecca, as you talk about deterrence, is this a long-term presence of the U.S. Navy off Venezuela's coast, or is this just we're here today and we're going tomorrow?
This is announced as amphibious training and exercises, and they will leave at some point. But I'm telling you, it's very easy for them to come back. And we do have a number of U.S. Navy ships permanently assigned to U.S. Southern Command. That's been augmented since there has been the need to intercept both illegal immigration and the drug activity. And the destruction of one of the fast drug boats that we just saw is a sign of that. So we can put as much military force as we need to down there to keep a lid on things.
Right now, your understanding of the United States Navy, I'm asking because you have very good information. Is morale improving? Is there a change of weather in the command structures all the way down the line?
I think morale is very high in the United States Navy, partly because they've had some incredible successes in combat conditions. You know, think of the activity that went on in the Red Sea. That was many, many destroyer crews, a total of five aircraft carriers that have engaged and, you know, fired shots and taken incoming against the Houthis. They also know that they are really working hard in the Pacific to deter against China's rising threats. And now here they are again playing a vital role in the regions of U.S. Southern Command. I think the Navy is more important than ever. And President Trump's administration has made clear that they will stress shipbuilding, accelerate building up to 381 Navy ships, and do everything we can to revitalize the Navy. It's a good time to be a U.S. sailor.
Gordon, you have a 30-second question.
So, Rebecca, you talk about the Middle East. We saw the Trubin, the aircraft carrier, have a collision, lost two F-18s, you know, miscellaneous scraps. Is that all behind the Navy now?
They'll investigate each of those. But remember, these are dangerous operations. And when you have a 90,000-ton warship moving around like that, things are going to happen. It's part also of shaking off the semi-peacetime environment and understanding that combat really does sort out the procedures. It shows who can cope and who can't. And they're always, the Navy will, of course, take lessons learned from there and apply it to operations around the world and especially to operations in the Pacific.
Rebecca Grant, Vice President, Lexington Institute, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.